This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Mitch, please.
All right, guys, we teased it in the last segment. We had Donovan Mitchell yesterday speaking to Yahoo Sports' Vincent Goodwill about some things coming up for the upcoming season and his signing the extension this summer, which we were all speculating when it was going to happen, if it was going to happen. Donovan saying, yeah, I kind of made my decision at the start of the year.
I knew. You know, I was coming back January, February. I knew. I told my teammates that. We all knew. It's just a matter of, like, look, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, the noise and all that stuff.
Well, the first place my mind went to is, why didn't he just tell everybody else that? Or at least leak it.
Got to hold their feet to the floor.
Well, didn't he try to be honest?
Well, so is that what it is? Well, George Niang came on with us. And I don't know what month that was that he came on. But he was like, yeah, he's staying.
Got to investigate.
But he was on Rosillo's podcast and said he's staying. I remember that.
What's George doing right now?
George, what are you doing
right now?
Get ready
for the season.
Get George on the show.
We'll get him. You want him next week?
Yeah.
We'll get him. So I love that Donovan Mitchell said this, but then also nobody can get mad when the national media speculated nonstop 24/7. All he had to do was kind of get in the ears of those people, and then there wouldn't have been that speculation. Had there have been national reports that, hey, he's leaning, not even he's going to, like, he's leaning on sticking with the Cavs. Like, had those reports have come out, then it would have been a non-story. Instead, it was Donovan Mitchell who allowed this to become a bigger story than it probably should have been, since he was never planning on doing anything else other than staying with the Cavs.
Well, why don't you say these things then?
So you said, hold your team accountable. Make sure that your team does.
I'm guessing.
But that makes sense, right? You don't want the Cavs to take for granted your existence. I mean, he's a guy who in a playoff game on one leg could score 50 points.
You know what? Anything can change. You don't want to have to go back on your word. You could say like, oh, I feel like, hey, okay.
Like you could go to InfoCision Stadium and say, I'm never leaving again, and then win a championship and decide that the Lakers are good for
well,
you.
Well, no one's ever done that. No one would do that.
Yeah. That's true. Like you,
so you don't want to say, hey, I'm home and I'm never leaving again and I'm not going to Lakers and my son won't also
Lakers. We make the Milwaukee joke all the time, but I can't sit there and say, well, y'all never leave. I'll never leave the fan. Well, you can't do that. He can't say he'll never leave the Cavs. He can't say that he could be very comfortable here and could be very comfortable with the Cavs, just like I'm very comfortable in this chair right now, but he can't do that. So he does have to not even hold them accountable. You don't want to find yourself in a situation where, boy, I really regret saying what I said. Like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have to let anybody down. Fans are like that. You know, they take that seriously. I mean, again, you and I just had an argument about a guy who we didn't even know before this with a team that I got to tell you, I watch as much college football as possible. I do not have them marked on my sheet. I have not watched them this year. And you were talking about him letting his teammates down. Well, there's a fan base, apparently, that's upset over there, which is going to be interesting. He doesn't want to do that. So it's like, hey, I never said I was staying. I never gave you my word that I was going to be here forever. He honored his commitments, and maybe he would go. But they signed him, and so he will have to honor those commitments until he definitely asks for a trade if it doesn't go that well. But you get what I'm saying.
Well, we were wondering, especially had they have lost to Orlando. Remember, they were trailing in the second half of that game or at halftime of that game. It was looking bleak. You were about to lose a Game 7 at home to a team that had no playoff experience. That was going to be the end of, I think, a lot of the feel-goods on this Cavs team. They come back in that second half, they win, and then, unfortunately, the injuries just were a disaster for the Boston series.
Yeah.
And
Well, plus we're not better than them.
And we're not better than them. No, that's a good point. They did get some strong performances towards the end of the series out of Evan Mobley, which has people thinking, hey, all right. That remember, Jared Allen was not playing in those games.
That was the positive of it. That's why I could take something of it. Now, Evan's going to have to take that next step this year, which is asking a lot of him to do. But by the way, I saw the videos of him dunking earlier this year that we never really got to talk about. And did you see him working on his game at USC?
I did.
Did you see the Big Ten logo on the in the key?
It's weird.
God, I go, is he in Minnesota? I went, oh, no.
Yeah,
he went
USC.
To USC. Like, it's going to have to take some getting used to there.
I saw those jump shots. I know they were going in.
What?
My God.
Come on. Form, can you just be nice?
It looks like Evan Mobley's form is worse than last year. It looked worse. Yeah, the shots were going in.
Forget it.
But is that repeatable
you're
in a game?
God, you're a downer.
Hey,
this
I'm
is
excited.
Old Anthony.
Cavs
this
me- is okay, I'm sorry.
Finger,
I'm sorry.
I had my finger on the Michael Stanley button.
You know what? Here.
And then you do that.
I got news for you. Jerome. He's going to be back. Ty Jerome's going to be back. Media day
Where?
Is Monday.
At Manakiki?
Let's go. Well, he might do that too. There's a lot of hours in the day. Get your golf in while you can.
At Windmill Lakes?
Not Raccoon Hills.
No. It gets too physical. At Valley of the Eagles?
Too many guys.
Is that where he's going to be?
Lost money on those bets. You don't want to do that.
My eyes hurt. Why is he dancing on the golf course? People send us all types of things. Yeah, I got to get to this. I can't wait to get hammered for this. Here comes Jim in Strongsville. Go ahead. Come on.
I just want to clarify. So you in fact, consider yourself the Donovan Mitchell of the station.
Yeah.
You are the up-and-coming superstar.
100%.
I guess if you left, it'd be like LeBron leaving. I am so glad
Wait a minute. You just said Donovan Mitchell, and then you said if you left, it'd be like LeBron leaving. Well, you can't compare me to two basketball players.
You consider yourself a superstar. What do you mean? You're a superstar, Ken. You're the best.
But Donovan Mitchell doesn't compare himself to LeBron James, does he?
I mean, Lima's just Darius Garland. That poor guy is just trying
I'm
to
I'm going to have a bounce
by,
back
man.
Here. I am going to have a bounce back here, Jim. I realized last year, having that second kid, it was a bad year. I did not perform up to my expectations. Guess what? I'm working in the lab.
Did you hear Lima yelling at that caller earlier today? Lima is the wing that we've been begging for. Lima is the fully
the
developed
6'7"
Evan
wing.
Mobley. Lima is the Lowry Markkanen that was never traded.
I mean, who's Owen? Owen, who are you, buddy? We're trying to run you out of town. Too,
I'm probably
apparently.
Just Everybody's a Coro.
Get run out cause
no,
can't get it done by himself.
I can play a little bit of defense. Everybody says I'm going to get better, but I don't.
He's Jared Allen.
There we go.
Sign that extension, Ken.
Mitch is Isaac Okoro.
Who's the Max Strus in all this? Max Strus with the shot selection of Steph Curry. The efficiency of Max Strus. Who's that?
Keith. Now Keith's the JB Bickerstaff. Well, wait a minute.
Saw that online.
Oh,
that was
God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just thought of something.
What do we got?
You know you're thinking the same thing. No, who's the JB Bickerstaff?
Okay, come on.
We love him, but it's the truth.
Come on.
He's leaving.
And he's going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Immediately getting another head job. Town.
All right, shouldn't have done this at the end of the show. At least it's not the end of the week. And George Yang can be George Yang because he actually does come on the show.
Let's get him back next week, Mitch.
Right, I'm going to get those beers. We got to win this in-season.
Mitch, I'll send the text. Don't let Mitch send the text. He's going to send it to the wrong George Yang. You want him next week?
Yes.
All right. Make sure you're listening to the station for the rest of the day. We are waiting still patiently to find out about MRIs. And they will make a big, big deal and difference about what we're going to be doing in the future with this football team against Las Vegas. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Take